Good afternoon, guys and ladies. We knew it was going to be a hard-fought game yesterday. Anytime you play a division opponent on the road, you know it's going to be a tough game. We didn't execute very well in all three phases. We did some very uncharacteristic things in terms of penalties, and we've got to get these things corrected. And with that, I'll open up for questions. I want to start with you, John.
In talking to some of the guys in the locker room about defending the run, they kind of chalked it up to a few missed tackles. Do you think it was that, or do you think it was a bigger issue?
Again, on the 56-yard run, or the 50-plus yard touchdown run, we had four missed tackles on the play. So that was the biggest culprit on that. We had four missed tackles, and you can't have missed tackles. They're going to lead to explosive plays. We've got to do a better job across the board in defending the run. It's been an issue that it's probably been our Achilles heel on the defensive side of the ball, but sometimes those numbers get skewed by those explosive runs. Well, after reviewing the tape, it was on all three levels. It was just not the defensive line. It wasn't just the linebackers or the secondary. It was not for lack of effort. That was a hard-fought football game yesterday. We've got some things that we have to clean up in terms of leveraging the football and taking good passes to the football. And then we've got to work on our pad level as well. And when you have good pad level, take good leverage and good pass to the ball, you're going to be able to play the run better. And we did not do that yesterday. My hat's off to New Orleans. They did a nice job running the football.
I know sometimes coaches don't want to practice tackling because you don't want to get guys hurt. Is that anything you'd consider?
No, we would not ever go out and tackle live. That's something that there's ways to work on tackling. We worked during the bye week. And again, it was one play, guys, that where we had the missed tackles, but it was very critical. The explosive plays that we had in the ball game yesterday all were touchdown plays. But in regards to tackling, there's ways to work on tackling. You break it down into its elementary phases, and you work on it. And we've got to do that, and we will.
Coach, with the offensive line trying to get short yardage seems to be a problem again. Is it the running back, or is it the line? What needs to change?
Well, we've got to do a lot of things better. It's not one position group. It's not one guy. It's the entire offense. When you're talking about having a successful play, it's basically three levels, whether it's a run or a pass. And we did not execute well. We had too many unblocked guys in the hole, and it's hard to get running in that way. And there's a number of reasons why, and we've addressed those in the meetings today, and we'll continue to address them. They did a nice job in their run defense yesterday.
Not having Tommy Gallardi yesterday seems to be your best blocking tight end. I guess he got hurt early. How much did that affect your ability to run the ball?
Well, we would have liked to have Tommy in there more. Tommy is a guy that's done a nice job for us blocking. But again, guys, it's not one position. It's not one group. It's a group effort. And again, it's a fine line from having a efficient play and a non-efficient play. And we were not as efficient as we needed to in the 18 times that we tried to run the football yesterday.
Coach, what impact did Julio leaving his timeout game have on the offense?
Well, he missed 20-plus plays in the ball game yesterday, and Julio did a nice job working with the trainers to get back. Anytime you have your 1A or 1B receiver out for that many snaps, it's going to change the dynamics of your play calling and what you're going to try to do formationally. So it did affect us. But again, when one guy goes down, another guy's got to step up. I thought Harry did a nice job stepping up and taking some of those throws that would have went to Julio. Yeah, we felt like we wanted to give Harry an opportunity to catch the punt. It was a backed-up punt situation. We wanted to try to get as many yards as we can. We're not, in our mind, in a position to have Harry as a full-time punt returner. He's done it in the past, and we felt like that gave us an opportunity to get the most yards on the return. We can't have non-physical penalties. We can't have penalties that aren't of the physical nature. And those guys understand that. They apologized. They know that there cannot be two guys doing, and I don't even know what exactly they did because I was watching something else at that point in time. But you can't have those types of penalties. That's yardage that we would have had the ball on the 12-yard line. We ended up having it back on the 27. So a big change there when you're playing in the red zone. But I know both of those guys have learned from it, and they understand what they can and cannot do. You can't choreograph, and two guys doing a celebration is choreographed.
Coach, the defense did a great job in the second half, making some stops in the first half, but had a hard time getting to Drew Brees. What can you do to ramp up the pass rush with the personnel you have?
We were off balance and off kilter in the first half of the football game defensively. I don't think that we matched the pace of the game that they came out and started with. And I thought we did a nice job in the second half, though, coming in, making adjustments, and felt like we did a really nice job and were a lot more efficient there in the second half. Yep, Randy. When you lose a football game, you're not happy. There's 53 guys that went down to New Orleans, and we didn't play well. And again, we don't focus on what people are saying outside of our building. We know that we didn't play our best. The New Orleans Saints did. They played better than we did, and they ended up getting the victory. Again, I don't want to get into the actual play, but it was a scramble situation, and it's something that falls under the guise of our scramble rules.
As you say, Coach, you didn't play your best game, and they played pretty darn well, but yet you had a shot at the end. Does it say anything about the fortitude of this team?
Oh, yes, the resiliency. There's positives out of every game. There's negatives. We were down by 11 and had the ball inside of our 10-yard line, and I believe we took it for a 90-plus yard drive. That says a lot about the resolve of this football team. And again, in the National Football League, most games are going to come down to a handful of plays, and that indeed was the case yesterday against a really good football team. It was an electric atmosphere, the kind of atmosphere when you're on the road that can cause you problems. We've got to be able to handle those things because we know when we play in our place, it's a situation for the opposing team.
Any more optimistic this week about Sean Weatherspoon?
John, I am optimistic. Sean's worked extremely hard. He will get an opportunity over the next 48 hours to do some field work, and hopefully we'll see where he's at and get him out there on the field on Wednesday. But he's done a nice job in his rehab. He's been a great patient. Both he and Kevin Cohn have been great patients with our training staff, so we're looking forward to seeing how he performs out there on the field tomorrow. All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yep.